song of praise, come let us worship the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his light, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways, come let us worship the Lord. Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign,
come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord, come let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet sovereign Lamb. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord forever. God of eternity, come let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary, come let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won,
come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord, come let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet sovereign Lamb. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord.
Worship the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise the Lord. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class at 3:30 this afternoon, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, doesn't God want me to be happy? At the 5:00 service this afternoon, our Brother Lee Prater will be guest speaker, bringing the message from the scriptures, continuing the studies on Philippians. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the epistles of 2nd and 3rd John and Jude. Ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And if you have any questions regarding that Bible study, want more information, please see Raquel Otero or Mary Tomlinson. There is in the special insert this morning, which we'd like to bring to your attention again, and that is the Christmas in August collection for our missionaries. If you signed up to donate, today is the day to turn your money into Karen Kruger, Mary Tomlinson, or Raquel Otero. And again, the ladies' Christmas fellowship parties coming up very soon now on December 5th. The choir will be performing the Christmas cantata on December 18th, and that is going to be here before you know it. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today printed in your bulletin is from Psalm 9, verse 11. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. And our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 442, praise him, praise him.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for coming to worship with us. I trust that the Lord has blessed you this week. I know the Lord is alive and still performing miracles. Amen. Amen. Why don't we start with our first song, number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him. Turn to our second hymn, number 485, 485, Revive Us Again. Revive our country. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 453, He Keeps Me Singing, and let's all rise and sing our last hymn, number 453. Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much, my brother. I just, before prayer, want to remind you that Today will be the closing day for the offering for the missionary. Once a year, we encourage them with a good offering. Sometimes we get 2,000 apiece for the missionaries, sometimes 1,000, but whatever it is, they always thankful. Some pay some loans, some pay some cars, and it's a good help. And this church has been so generous, and I thank you for your generosity. It's so good. I don't have to push anything. I just want to remind you, all right? Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, you tell us in 1 John 3 these wise words. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one another. Lord, we come to worship you today because we love you, and we want to love you even more. We come to worship needing love in our lives, love for the family, for friends, for strangers, and enemies. In this hour of worship, touch our hearts, feel our hearts, open our hearts to your love, which passes all understanding. Lord, just a few days ago, we have elected a new president and a vice president. Let them remember the words of Psalm 33, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. There are many who are sick, and some of them are experiencing the aftermath surgery. Lord, we pray for Dwight Forsee, who is very sick today, Joshua Yalde to recover his legs movement, Joseph Bedodo in crisis, Jim, Christ Floyd brother, who is sick, very, very sick with cancer. And Lord, we remember Mrs. Wutone, the leader of Informed Choice. She have a very difficult surgery, and the prognosis is not so good. But you are God. Let her know that you are God, and you are with her. And whatever you want for her, this is going to be done. Father, we do have missionaries in the mission field, and we pray for them. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, and Savio and Marixa Perez in Malaga. Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala, Marta Foretti in Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila across America and especially on Cuba, the Informed Choice here in Gilroy, San Martin, and Morin Hill, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Daniel is closing the race today in Florida. The season is ending, and they have a banquet, and he's going to speak to them. Lord, bless him that he may share the Lord Jesus with them. Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon, and the Mission Ambassador. Lord, thank you that we're able to donate all the pews and all the old chairs for these people on the top of making the building. And very soon will come to an end, the closed building, and there are already 40 people saved in the area. Thank you, Father. In 1 year, you have developed with such a speed a beautiful mission in Bacharach, Sonora. Lord, let your people be constant in prayer, joyful in worship, and generous in giving. So bless the offering and bless the giver. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. And will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Genesis. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 48. We will be reading Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 6. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 6. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures through which you speak to us. We thank you that the record shows our Lord said that the scriptures don't err and can't be broken. We thank you for the direction we receive from your word and for sovereignly directing our steps. Give us divine wisdom from your word and your mercy you provide for all the needs of your people. And we gratefully receive the great mercy and riches of your grace, which is freely available to us through Christ, Jesus Christ, who accomplished the work you gave him to do and reconciled us to yourself. We love you, Lord, and will forever praise you and thank you for first loving sinners like us and redeeming us through the shedding of your blood. We are forever grateful for taking away our sin and bearing it in your own body. Pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Opero. Bless him with the wisdom and knowledge from the study of your word as he comes to preach the word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding that we may be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated, Pastor?